Hi everybody and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your body transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life, your health, your business, your body, from where it is that you are right now to where it is that you want to be. It's a Monday before a public holiday tomorrow, so a lot of people in my region take the day off. They often take Friday off as well. I believe success has no holidays, so we work on through. It's early in the morning on Monday morning, and I've got a couple of clients that have gone away for the weekend, so I am taking advantage of this time to get out and go do a morning workout. I have a horrific day ahead, and if you're a long-term listener, you'll know that my little daughter, who's 15 years old, has some ongoing health issues, and she requires constant and ongoing hospitalisation. Essentially every week, we need to take her back now because of the distress in having to return her to hospital each time for her. She doesn't wish to go because her time in hospital is uncomfortable and painful and very hard for her. And today it must be about the 39th, 40th admission. She needs to go. She doesn't want to. And unfortunately, it's very, very, very traumatic to get her there. And so I find it manageable to do, because you've got to step up when your kids need you. And unfortunately, my daughter's mum, she can't do hospital admissions anymore. It's just too much for her emotionally. So I have to do every single one of them, which means every single week. And it's a massive disruption to my work schedule. Lately, it's been on a Monday or a Tuesday. Today, Monday. Monday's one of my busiest days of the week in terms of client facing time. The reality is that I will need to probably cancel about half my sessions today, because I will probably be in hospital by late this afternoon, which is when I need to be training people. So I'll be able to get my morning sessions done, but not the evening. And that's just you got to do it sometimes, don't you? The problem for me is that I now have to do it every single time, and it's a massive disruption. And when you're growing your business and you've got to do these things, it's a pain in the backside. Now, you might be saying, "Oh, but it's your daughter." Yeah, it's my daughter, and you'll do whatever it takes for your kids. The issue is that there's no end in sight, and this has been going on for almost 2 years now, and it's every week, every single week, pretty much, every week to 2 weeks, where that's what's required from me. And so it can wear you down, and I'm already fatigued because I haven't caught up on the dramatic amount of sleep that I lose through this process. And a lot of the time I'm surviving on four and a half, maybe 5 hours of sleep, and getting one day a week where I can get more than that. And, it just wears you down. The adrenaline levels, you go through massive peaks through, all this hospitalization. And what I have to do is just make sure that I maintain my mental health. And this is called the Mental Toughness and Body Show. And I think we could all do with some more mental toughness. And this is certainly trying my mental toughness for sure. I've got whatever it takes, whatever is required, I will do. It's just managing expectations, getting the result that we need, and one of the biggest challenges for me is just trying to trying to grow this beast of a business and not being able to do everything that I want to do. I was crunching my numbers the other day, and I look at the numbers that I am on right now to achieve over the next 12 months and what would be possible for me just by, you know, opening up some more time. But I just can't, because of the needs of my daughter, and unfortunately, I can't rely on her mum to do some of this stuff. So tomorrow it's 2 weeks until I go to Los Angeles for, you know, something that's been 2 years in the making. I wanted to go last year. Mum didn't want me to go last year because it was going to put too much, you know, too stressful for her. I booked this one over 12 months out, and I said, look, we don't know where she's going to be in 12 months. She may be better, she may be worse, she may not be with us anymore. But I said, I'm going no matter what. We've got 12 months to prepare for it. And she agreed to it, and now, you know, she's really panicked about what it's going to mean for her. It's like it would mean one hospital admission at the most. There's a chance she still could be in hospital whilst I'm away. I don't know, but chances are she could come out just before I leave, or she comes out when I'm in the air, and you know, she'll be out for a few more days, and then she'll need to probably go back again. So it's going to require one effort from her to do that. And you know what, I'm doing a lot on my side. So and it's not that she's not, but you know, these elements of getting in hospital are really, really challenging. So yes, it requires me to stay in as much tip-top physical and mental condition that I can, which is why I've come to the gym this morning, because I know that it's going to be a horrible day. They're long days. I have no idea when I will get home tonight. It could be, well, actually, the reality is it will be tomorrow morning that I get home, or tomorrow afternoon, and it will be another like 40 hours or so of time, potentially, where I have to stay in hospital. I just don't know what it's going to be like. Apart from, I know it's going to be horrible. It'll be horrible for her, and it's going to be very, very draining. But we're going to do what's required, and it means making sure that I can do all the things that I want to do for me now, which is, you know, taking care of my physical fitness, going to the gym, eating well, and then taking as much food as I can with me to the hospital, because I can't leave the room for very long. I can go to the toilet, but I have to get somebody to come and watch and stuff while we're in the emergency department. And I will do some work while she's probably sleeping. But it's, I guess, the accumulation of adrenaline fatigue, the accumulation of the, you know, the mental fatigue, the emotional fatigue of seeing your daughter suffering. And then there's the aspect of, how deep do you go with this stuff? Because if you go deep in your thinking about what if, how long, etc., etc., that I find personally that's so consuming that I would probably not be any good for her. So I just don't allow myself to go that far. I'm always, because to me that's problem thinking. I'm always focusing on the solution. And so when you focus on the solution, you tend not to go too deep into the, you know, the what if scenarios that are most likely never going to happen. I think my daughter appreciates that. I have some good discussions with her about how she feels about everything, and she realizes that it's horrible for her, but it must be really horrible for me. And as well. So she said, I guess none of us win out of that. And yeah, sometimes you just got to find that extra level. And when you think you've found that extra level and surely that's enough, sometimes you need to find even more. Because we're pretty incredible as humans as to what we're capable of. And I've certainly found, during different stages of my life when I was working in corporate, I thought, I can't work any harder, I can't do this any better, etc., etc. But again, that was the focusing on the problem rather than the solution. And the more I dig into my own mental toughness, I find that I'm really capable of a lot. And when you keep practicing mental toughness, you find that you can dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And then over time, you just notice how much you stand out from others in your thinking, because most people don't come from that place. And I've always been a little bit different from people. My interests have been different. My obsession with success is different to most. My lifestyle is very different. I focus on things that are important to me differently. And I want to make a bigger difference to the world. And the people around me notice how I stand out from others. And in some ways, that's exciting because most people want to be successful and most people want results, but they're not prepared to do the things that you're prepared to do to get that success. And I find that particularly rewarding. I think there's something in knowing that you're doing what most people can't do. Just makes you realize that there's something special about you, and keep going, keep doing those things. So I think my message today is keep building your mental toughness and keep being solutions focused, not problem-based thinking. Because that's really tiresome. If you know what it's like in your personal life, if you hang around people that are always focusing on the problems, they're normally the whiners, the broke people. But when you hang around people that are solution-based, very, very different thinking. Very different. And that's where I want to live. All right, so I got to go in and do a workout. Short message today. My voice sounds different today. It's because I had a little bit of a sleeping, just woken up, and this is the first conversation that I've had apart from with my cat and Siri, to be honest. Look, if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation. I'd love to connect with you anywhere around the globe, because you are just one relationship, one conversation, one person, one deal away from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. And keep staying solution focused. See you tomorrow. I'll give you an update tomorrow how my daughter has gone.